we should say thank you and reference all those who turned out yesterday. We, WSJW, participating in the Pride in Saginaw's Memorial Day Parade. Dave and myself in the WSJW van with some what we hope was appropriate music for the commitment to the remembrance. We think we achieved that. Had a lot of folks along the parade route giving us the parade wave, and a number of folks who were singing along to the music as we played
it. Yes, they were. It was a very pleasant day. We enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. If they weren't singing, they were moving along to some of the march music when we played the service songs for each of the armed force services. And we had our version of the national anthem, several were standing with hands over heart.
Yes, that's right. And a few saluting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we appreciate all that. But, Charlie, if you ever decide you'd like to have another occupation, a career change, I think there's a pretty good one for you.
Oh, what's that?
I put a picture of you behind the wheel of the van in the Facebook, and you probably could be a pretty good delivery driver because a lot of people like you behind the wheel.
Well, what would they be willing to pay me to show up behind the wheel to deliver whatever said product they would like? Well, that was very kind. That was very kind. And we appreciate those waves that we got yesterday.
Right.
As we traveled the parade route in Saginaw down Washington from James. It really just was a very pleasant day.
Yeah, considering how Friday started, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
a little overcast. People weren't baking in the sun or anything like that. It was just a nice day.
Yeah. It was.
We knew it was a good day when you had people on both sides of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, if it's a hot day with the sunshine, they're all
on the
trying
one
to
side.
Get in the shade, yes.
But yeah, you're right. The contrast in the weather from Friday, just, 48 hours later to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Saturday was okay, but Saturday still had that breeze blowing.
Right.
But Sunday, gosh, we had, and into Monday, no breeze and just a nice pleasant. And do you hear what's happening with the temperature? Did you hear Paul Trombley this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, it looks like summer weather ahead.
Mid to upper 80s?
Yeah.
Hey, it's June! And that's what we're supposed to have. Well, actually, we're not. I think the temperature is supposed to be somewhere around 73, 74 degrees, not mid to upper 80s, but... come June, we'll eventually get there.
Yeah, that's a little warm.
It has to be a terrific year for people that sell motorhomes and campers. I was driving home after the parade yesterday, Charlie, and oh my gosh, the southbound traffic on I-75. I mean, there were so many portable residences on the highway. It was just crazy. Everybody and his brother had to have been up north this week.
I have to report I saw something very similar on 27 on my way home yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh yeah. I was going against traffic, so that was okay. I was going north.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Yeah, right as well.
But yeah, that southbound traffic. Dave's right. I mean, just saw motorhomes
one after another in the rest area between Saginaw and Bay City. They were trucks normally park. That was just full of people towing their RVs and their motorhomes. They just had that rest area filled up. They were taking a little break. It was about 1:30 in the afternoon, and traffic was really, really heavy. So I think some people just said, well, let's pull over here and take a little break in the rest area.
Right.
Well, this would be, for all intents and purposes, the first really big travel weekend for a lot of people.
Yeah.
With vaccinations or less restrictive mask.
Yeah, I think all
situations.
The above, right. Mm-hmm.
And, it was a summer weekend or spring to summer, unofficial start to summer. So all that kind of combines probably.
Right.
Good thing it didn't happen earlier. About 7:30 last night, there was a crash on the southbound 75 at the northern end at where 675 leaves 75. And they had reduced the traffic by two lanes. But fortunately, I think the bulk of the traffic had been through there by then. Probably a lot. There were probably a backup, but
not to what it could have
not
been.
Not as bad as it might have been.
Well, we hope everyone traveled safely and again had a chance to remember what Memorial Day was all about.
Right. Well, I was just going to say real quick, it doesn't seem like the higher gas prices deterred anybody from getting on the roads either.
Especially when you get 8 miles to the gallon with those big motorhomes.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah. Well, they probably figured weren't spending a lot of money on gas over the last year anyway. So
I
got the gas savings that we saved money on spending. Let's spend it now.